The most obvious mystery we should reflect on is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin. We might first ask ourselves, what is Mary's Assumption? Notice we distinguish the Assumption of Mary from the Ascension of Christ. The reason is obvious. Christ ascended into heaven, no doubt as a human being, but by his own divine power. Mary, who unlike Christ, was a human person, was assumed. Passive voice. She was assumed by Christ, whom she bore. The Feast of the Assumption of Our Lady was celebrated in the early church, especially in the East, not as Mary's Assumption, but as Mary's falling asleep, or, more technically, Mary's dormition. Our Lady then is said to have fallen asleep. Did she die? It may be surprising to hear that the Church does not officially teach that Mary died. In fact, when Pope Pius XII declared infallibly that Mary was assumed into heaven, in the official document defining her assumption, he had the statement that she had died, but before the document was issued, he removed it. The Church, though, believing that most likely Mary died, does not say for certain. Why are we not absolutely sure that she died? Because we are absolutely sure that she was without sin. And the reason for our bodily death is the fact that we are all pathetically and obviously sinners. In other words, Mary's sinlessness protected her, as it protected her son, from bodily death. If she died, it was like her son, because she wanted to. She did not have to. But once we say that Mary's assumption was something which was not necessary because she was not a sinner, what happened? Most likely, Our Lady, as the document of Pius XII declares, when she had finished, as the Pope says, her earthly course, she was then assumed, body and soul, into heaven. If she died, the soul had to be reunited with the body. If she did not die, her body, never separating from the soul, from having been mortal, became immortal and immediately glorified. Our Lady, along with her son, is now in heaven, body and soul. So much for the fact of the Assumption. Now, why? Why was Our Lady assumed, body and soul, into heaven, unlike all others of the servants of God who died in His friendship? And no doubt many went straight to heaven. John the Baptist, Elizabeth, whom we hear about, Joseph, the apostles, all immediately after their death went to heaven, but only in soul or in spirit, not in body. In other words, Our Lady was absolutely unique, except for her son, who lay for about 3 days in the grave in his body. Everyone else, all of us, shed our bodies until the last day. Not Mary. Why Mary's assumption? The first reason the Church gives us: Mary was assumed body and soul into heaven in order to be reunited in body and soul with her son, whom she gave his body. It would have been unseemly, so the Church teaches, for the mother who had conceived and born her son, and who is now in heaven, he in his body, not to be with him also in her body. Again, Mary was assumed into heaven, body and soul, in order to enhance the joy of the angels and saints to behold not only Christ, body and soul, but also his mother, body and soul. Why was Mary assumed into heaven? In order to give the saints in heaven, whose number we may be sure even by now is countless legions, the anticipation of a greater joy still awaiting them, having in their company one like themselves in her body, awaiting their own resurrection from the dead. That, in fact, is the first meaning of those mysterious words: after the last day, there will be a new heaven and a new earth. What will be new about heaven after the last day? What will be new? All the saints in heaven now and until the last day will receive their bodies to be reunited with body, and to have that body enjoy the possession of God is surely something new. But there is one more last, and for us, very precious reason why Mary was assumed body, stressed body and soul, into heaven. It was given by Pius XII the day after he defined Mary's assumption. I heard what he said over the radio. I was in Rome, in the Jesuit infirmary, one of my many stays in hospitals. The Holy Father told some 600 bishops from all over the world who assembled for the definition. Why, among other reasons, some of which we've just given, why he decided at long last to define what of course had always been true, to define Mary's bodily assumption. The modern world, he said, has discovered a new idol. Men have always been prone to idolatry, which is simply the worship of a creature instead of the Almighty Creator. Every sin is a form of idolatry. I choose a creature against the will of God. For the modern world, he said, has found a new idol. It is the human body. Cared for, nourished, pampered, glutted with pleasure, because the body is treated as though it were a god. And the Pope went on to say, it is especially the woman's body that has become the idol of whole nations. Worshipped like a goddess. And sins committed against the Almighty, of which the Pope says human race had never heard on such a scale. The modern world needs, he said, how it needs a lesson. That our human body is not to be worshipped. It is not a god. Our body is to be used to serve God according to His will. Controlled, disciplined, mortified, in order that, having served God in our bodies according to His will, and not to satisfy our own lustful pleasure, we might one day possess and enjoy this God in heaven, in body, for all eternity. Today's Feast of the Assumption, therefore, is not just another feast day. as the Pope said, it is a special feast day for the modern world to remind a lustful human race of how much God loves chastity in every state of life, as the sacrifice we offer to the Almighty, using our bodies according to His will, in order that, like Mary, and with Mary, we might enjoy the reward of our bodily sacrifice in a heavenly eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.